Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century. And now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tracy Eden. Tracy, I need your website, and remind us what you do.
It is cfgroup.net. And basically, we are a alternative working capital source for businesses. Typically, we target under $40 million in revenue. When they're unable to get adequate financing through traditional banks, or they are contemplating an opportunity and looking to raise debt or equity, we're you know, one of those considerations in coming in and taking a look at how to finance the growth of the business.
A non-bank source, so here's my question: has all the PPP money that's come into the economy, has that hurt your business? A non-bank,
well, it's
source
it's,
like you.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. I think it's hurt from the standpoint that 95% of my client base received PPP loans. They needed it, though, and the good news is they received it, so it helped bolster their balance sheets, but it did take away, for a majority of them, it did take away their need to borrow on their lines of credit with us.
Because you can't compete with forgiveness, can you?
Free money. It's a pretty tough job. But
if somebody needed a $5 million loan, let's just say $1 million loan. I guess you'd probably do $1 million. What would be the terms of a deal like this? Say they got good credit, they got a good business model, they're a good candidate for you. What would be the terms today of $1 million transaction?
So we structure it a couple different ways, but typically it's a revolving credit line that ebbs and flows with the growth of their assets.
So it's asset-based. It's all asset-based. You're still all asset-based lending.
It's still all asset-based.
It's all about the
now,
conference.
In this environment, we've started looking at some fixed assets to tie into the debt structure. So if they've got some equipment free and clear.
Or real estate.
We've got or real estate. We will look at putting some additional capital out secured by those assets
What's the charge? What's the cost of that money?
Well, they're going to pay me closer to what they would pay in selling equity to a private equity firm. So it could be anywhere in the high single digits to the mid teens, depending on the size of the facility.
But not lose their equity.
Well, and that's the kicker with us is, you know, often a business owner's positioned with, okay, I really need capital. The bank's not lending enough to me because they lend off cash flow.
Right.
And my option is going and selling, you know, 25-50% of the business. And what we try to talk them into is utilize me to grow the revenue. Yes, you're going to pay more, but then when that revenue grows and now you've got a larger EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, allowance.
It makes you worth more.
Then your equity check that you cut at a later point is substantially higher. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So you're sort of a boost. You're a boost to get somebody to the next level without taking any equity, and it's not inexpensive, but it is a boost. I think your point is, banks aren't going to make the kind of loans you're going to make. Banks aren't going to give them the leverage that you can do to boost them into another level that makes them more attractive and more valuable to a takeout.
Banks don't like growth. So when they see a business that needs line increases repeatedly, it scares them. And I think in this post-COVID environment, I think other than your community banks, your larger banks, they're going to vacate the under $30 million, under $20 million dollar revenue.
As they've done in the past.
They can't service it.
As they've done in the past. That's exactly right. And that's the reason why I've been yelling about this now for 24 years almost, Tracy, is small business owners need to be doing business with community banks and people like CFG Group. Tracy, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
CFG.net. Folks, I encourage you to check on him. He's an honest broker. He will help you if you need it. Tracy Eaton, CFG.net. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.